Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. We have a really beautiful card today. It's from the traditional Korean tarot, and it's the Temperance card. It has a way of showing up right when we need those reminders. Today we have a quick hit, which is definitely worth a mention, happening with the moon in Leo opposing Mars in Aquarius. You know, it's like right at that 29th degree. The good thing to remember is that with these moon aspects, they don't last that long. And it's at like 2:34 a.m. So hopefully we'll all be asleep. And then the moon is going to move into Virgo, which will be great for organizational projects throughout your day. Now, late in the day, we see Mars, which is our planet of action and energy, moving into Pisces. Yeah. It's a rather passive energy here. More of a, you know, peaceful, sensitive, dreamy, even creative kind of energy. Even intuitive at times, but not pushy at all. If you have projects you're really looking to get off the ground, this is probably not the time to do it. When Mars does move on from Pisces on April 30th, it will be moving into home sign of Aries. Then you can make a big push. So now back to our card, okay? There's so many reasons and ways you can apply this card today. I always tend to think of it as a card of focus. One of the key words that everybody likes to use with it is moderation. You know, moderation in, you know, things that you do like eating, drinking, pretty much everything, right? Just keeping it all even keeled. But when I say focus, you know, that goes a little bit further, because sometimes we can just throw everything off of balance. And this is a balance card, all right? We can throw things out of balance by being focused too much in one direction, all right? So there's so many ways that you can, you know, get into trouble. But the Temperance card likes to remind you that if you just kind of play it to the middle, keep it easy, you'll be fine, right? Kind of like you can eat that donut, but don't eat the whole box, that kind of thing. I really don't know how that works. I don't eat them myself. But, you know, it's a matter of keeping things in a more normal perspective. And if you can do that, you're well on your way. It often comes up as a reminder as well. Like when we see holidays around and we have a, you know, a tendency to overdo it. Once it came out on Thanksgiving, that kind of a thing. I know right now there are a number of people trying to, you know, give up whatever, certain things for Lent or maybe another holiday that they're doing. So there's definitely things which you can apply it to. But overall, I feel it's reminding you to stay centered and to, you know, be at peace with what you're doing and not focus so much on one thing that you ignore another. I want to thank you very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.